Christians are executed in Somalia. Christian camp leaders and students are detained in China. And the economy is having an impact on evangelism in Ireland. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In Somalia, Christians are facing a harsh reality. A national terrorist cell, Al-Shabaab, linked with Al-Qaeda, is doing all it can to overthrow the government. Unfortunately, Muslim background Christians are taking the brunt of the violence. In the past 2 weeks, there were two attacks killing eight people. Yet Carl Muller with Open Doors USA says Christians in Somalia aren't looking for escape.
Most Christians in extreme persecution are not asking to be permanently removed from persecution, become refugees in some other country. But they are actually asking for the strength and the capacity to stand strong in the midst of that persecution.
Even though there's no end in sight, there's still hope.
When persecution comes, it is a sign to us that the church is growing, the church is strengthening, and it is becoming a target of the enemy.
You can help by praying for these Christians and partnering with Open Doors to provide support and spiritual resources to keep up their strength. Visit our website to learn more. Next, three young people spent 7 days in police custody after their Christian camp in China's Shandong province was raided. They were just released last week. The China Aid Association says two teachers still have more time to serve. Police confiscated the camp's property, including Bibles, saying it's illegal for those under 18 to believe in Christianity. Officials are refusing to return the confiscated items. Pray the teachers will be released and that they'll be bold in their witness. You're listening to Mission Network News. As Ireland's economy suffers, its people are open to the gospel, says Greater Europe Missions' Jonathan Schuster.
People used to be very independent, very secure in their economic prosperity in Ireland, but all that's been taken away, and people are beginning to realize that, hey, you can't put your hopes in the economy, you can't put your hopes in government programs or their 401ks, and they're open. They're open to all kinds of things, and God's not playing hide-and-seek.
Employment at the Irish Bible Institute is almost doubled.
For the first time in the history of the school, we've had to double the amount of days that we're going to be offering classes. And this is due to the fact that in September, when we begin the new term, we have nearly twice the amount of students that we had last year.
Pray for the Institute as it adjusts to handle all the new students financially and logistically, and for its students as they make an impact in Ireland for Christ. Next, it's been 15 years since more than 1 million people were killed in Rwanda's 100-day genocide. The city of Kigali, partnering with the local church, recently commemorated the genocide with the help of the Louise Palau Association. They organized a season of service campaign where Christians went out into the community to provide for the needs of the city in Christian love. Andrew Palau says,
they have 100 days of the genocide. They have 100 days of commemoration each year. This is the 15th year. So we laid that season of service right across that and finished with the festival. And we were able to work with over 350 churches with the focus of lifting high the name of Jesus and His Word.
The Music Extreme Sports Kids Festival was held over 2 days at the National Stadium in Kigali. Palau says thousands participated.
At about 70, 75,000 people maybe hearing the gospel and over 5,000 responding to it. And some of our staff and the committees are working hard to distribute those decision makers' information to the churches and to those that will follow up, which is not the same as how you can do it here in the U.S. through the mail system and electronically. A lot of those things are being sort of marched to the churches by hand on taxis.
And finally, WorldServe Ministries is helping persecuted and imprisoned pastors and their families around the globe. Pastors imprisoned for preaching the gospel in persecuted areas can't support their families. They often worry more about their families than what will happen to them. WorldServe provides the families with food and necessities and travel expenses if they need to go underground. You can help these families. Just go to our website to find out more. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.